This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Expanding creative boundaries through positive humanism and a secular worldview. Discover how adopting a secular worldview and positive humanism can boost creativity, personal flourishing, and meaningful growth. Expanding creative boundaries, how a secular worldview enhances personal flourishing. You know, I was thinking recently about creativity and what it really means to push beyond the limits of what we usually do or think. Expanding creative boundaries isn't just about art or writing. It's about opening your mind to new possibilities and perspectives in all areas of life. And that's where a secular worldview can play a surprisingly powerful role. When I talk about a secular worldview, I'm referring to a framework that doesn't rely on supernatural beliefs, but instead focuses on human experience, reason, and evidence. It's a perspective grounded in humanistic values and positive psychology, fields that are all about helping people thrive and live fulfilling lives. This approach can actually make your creativity richer by clearing away unnecessary restrictions and encouraging you to experiment with new ideas without fear. Why does that matter? Well, think about it. If you're tied to rigid beliefs or dogma, it might limit how you see the world and yourself. Creativity flourishes best in environments where doubt and curiosity are welcomed, not suppressed. The beauty of applied humanistic philosophy, especially as presented in the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD, is that it encourages a positive humanism, a worldview that celebrates our potential, our interconnectedness, and our capacity for growth. So what does expanding creative boundaries look like through this lens? Here are a few ways it can really impact your life. Embracing personal flourishing. It's about thriving rather than merely surviving. When you adopt humanistic values that prioritize growth, kindness, and curiosity, you're more likely to explore new ideas and take creative risks. Questioning as a tool, not a threat. Instead of feeling threatened by questions about your beliefs or the status quo, you see questioning as a way to learn and innovate. That openness fuels creativity. Connecting with others on shared values. Positive humanism connects you with others who value ethical living and meaningful progress, creating a community that supports creative exploration and shared growth. Using reason as your compass. Instead of superstition or dogma limiting your thinking, reason and evidence become tools that help you build ideas that are solid but also innovative. I find this perspective refreshing because it combines the science of positive psychology with deeply rooted humanistic values, offering a secular philosophy that is not only practical but deeply inspiring. It's about real, tangible, personal flourishing, making your life richer, more meaningful, and yes, more creative. For anyone curious about how this might fit into their own lives or creative practices, I really recommend checking out Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. The book lays out how you can take these ideas and put them into practice, building a life that's grounded in applied humanistic philosophy and positive psychology. So imagine having the freedom to stretch your imagination without limits imposed by fear or dogma, a space where your creativity can truly thrive because it's supported by a secular yet deeply ethical worldview. That's powerful stuff. It means you're not just expanding your creative boundaries in art or work, but in how you approach relationships, challenges, and your entire personal growth journey. Curious to see how you can start living this way today? Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's a great gateway into understanding how applying positive humanism can help you cultivate a more creative, joyful, and meaningful life.